Тест. Тест, тест. Тест. Today is Monday, September the 9th, 2019. It is 10:24 a.m. I am currently stationed in Kochi, India. To maintain my anonymity within the Cypher 7 Task Force, my voice will be disguised. I am an undercover agent working with Cypher 7 to infiltrate the illegal trade and sale of stolen artifacts, artwork, relics, etc. Within the black market. This audio recording is in regards to case number B04482. It's in relation to locating and detaining Dr. William Hans. That's H-A-N-Z. William Hans is wanted for multiple counts of archaeological thefts, as well as a number of other white-collar crimes. It's widely understood by Cypher 7 that the motive behind these crimes committed by Hans is the demand for these relics and these artifacts on the black market, primarily through the sources, through different sources on the dark web. I am documenting what transpired between myself and William Hans over the period of approximately 9 months. Contact was first established by means of email correspondence on January 17th regarding the interest in purchasing ancient lapis at a fairly high price. Further communication occurred sporadically thereafter through an online chat room and our final conversation, which was over the phone. During this last conversation with Hans, he seemed much more, how do you say, carefree, more relaxed. He rambled on quite a bit. He was talking about an upcoming job. It must have been somewhere cold. He mentioned winter clothing, winter gear, something about mammoths. He seemed very excited. He was very confident in the plans he had for that specific hit. That conversation ended with us arranging a time and a location to meet here in Kochi in regards to the exchange of the lapis. But unfortunately, that did not occur. I'm not too sure how, but it seems that Hans figured out I was not a legitimate buyer, perhaps, as he did not show up. And when I located where he was staying here in Kochi, it was very evident that himself and Luther left in a hurry. Again, I'm really not too sure at this time if Hans figured out I was an undercover agent, or if for whatever reason they needed to up and leave very quickly. But you could tell they were in a panic as the room was left in a mess. It seems like they left things behind. There was a receipt that I found in the trash receptacle. I think it was for scuba equipment, some sort of diving equipment. There was a note left behind, had some sort of doodles, and an odd, colorful, looked like a bookmark, had numbers, letters on it. Possibly some sort of decoder. Unfortunately, the hotel was paid for in cash, no cards, and it was under Luther's name, Luther's first name. So at this point, I do not know their current whereabouts. Yeah, that sums it up.